Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we're back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you here this morning as we roll along from Louisville Furniture, online, louisvillefurniturekY.com, and that's where you can come and see what I've known. It's like I've got four pieces of Louisville Furniture in my home that you can get in your home this weekend. You want to get it, maybe even sooner than that. Who knows? Depending on what you're looking for, because they've got a great selection here in stock. They've got financing options. And, you know, look, you're getting ready to get into a bad relationship with a sofa. That's bad news. You don't want that.
No, because okay, you got to get talked off of that. Sitting on a lot, yep. And there's nothing worse than an uncomfortable sofa. Because it's taking up space in your house.
Yeah. It sucks. It's just there. You just look at it. You just don't like it.
You're just like, I don't want to sit on it. And why do people put, like I understand, like, a pillow. A pillow or two.
Over-pillow?
I don't understand the over-pillow. Because you end up taking them down to sit on it. I don't understand over-pillowing a bed, over-pillowing your couch. I do not understand it.
You've seen that scene in Along Came Polly, right, where he just stabs the throw pillows?
Yes. I would stab throw pillows sometimes. I'm like, get these things out of here. Like, I want to sit down on the couch. I don't want to have to rearrange things in order to sit down. Can I please sit?
We got plenty going on here for you this week. We'll have UofL baseball this weekend. We've also got, of course, the Derby and Oaks broadcast coming up next week. But we got to talk, we got to talk to some guys who had some success on the recruiting trail. Jeff Walls is with
Heck
us on the line and joins us now. So, Coach, welcome in. Good morning. I don't know what your Derby plans are, but it sounds like pre-Derby's gone pretty well for you.
You know what? It's been a lot of recruiting, the portal, all the good stuff. And, now out trying to see if we can't raise a little funds with NIL and all that exciting stuff.
So where are you guys with? I mean, everybody sort of got their own, I guess drives and niches. But like 502 Circle, what other got any other events or anything coming up?
502 Circle's our big, our big thing. We are there doing a matching campaign. We had two anonymous donors that put up a total of $250,000, and we're trying to see if we can't match that. So. It is what it is. It's where college athletics has gone. But I will promise anyone that's out there that, all of our kids, before they sign anything with 502 Circle, they understand that they will be giving back to the community. There will be work done with everything they agree with the circle. It's not just money that's handed out to them. We're going to make sure in women's basketball we continue to give back. We're very blessed and fortunate to live in a city and have such great fan support that I want to make sure our kids are seen and they know they're giving back to this community.
So, what kinds of things do you ask them to do?
Well, anything around town. I mean, we get a lot of requests. I mean, going and reading to elementary school. If it's going out and speaking, we've actually gone and helped clean up streets in town. Whatever it is, people can email, text myself. email our 502 Circle, and we do as much as possible to make sure that our kids and our players understand you're earning. You're not just giving, you're earning your, you know, your quote-unquote salary, your 502 contribution.
Jeff Walls with us here. So let's talk about how, I mean, I'm just curious, how does that work? I guess it's almost like having a salary cap. I mean, I don't know. It's an odd time. Like, how do you do this?
You know, it is really, you're going through, and within the first probably 10 minutes of a conversation with a recruit, the question comes up. A lot of them have quote-unquote NIL agents now.
Mm-hmm.
That are working, you know, because a lot of them do things. It's not just the collective. They are trying to get deals, you know, in the communities, national brands. So they need help on how to get in contact and what's my worth, what's my value. But they also are on the phone, you know, with me. And it's all it's a very delicate line because, you know, you can't say I'm going to give a player something. They have to earn it. You know, there's correct verbiage that you have to use. But and then there are some kids there was a kid that, you know, we were interested in bringing in, and they said it's going to start at $100,000. And I said, well, you can, you know, as I always like to say, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. You know? So I'm not interested, because that's one thing that, you know, everybody has a value. And for some, as I always say, the value of your house is what someone is willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care what you think it is. But and that's what it comes down to this also. So we have had a few that I've just, you know, I'm not going to get into that where it's a negotiation where, okay, well, this school offered me $125. What can you offer me?
Mm-hmm.
And good or bad, but we've had a lot of success kind of trying to do it our way, and we're going to continue that because eventually you'll price yourself out if you don't. And, you know, I'm just not getting into all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and Coach Walls, you were still able to sign several All-Americans and Amari Berry and, you know, and then McAnally, Randolph, I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly, some serious players. Yeah, some serious players. And what's the conversation like? I'm sure money's a part of it, but, you know, it's got to be style of play, am I going to play, relationship, all that stuff still has to matter, right?
Well, it definitely does. With a lot of the players, the relationships you build with their families. I mean, we recruited McKinley for 3 years, and it was a lot of red-eye flights going out to L.A., Sierra Canyon High School where she goes to school, going and watching practice, you know, flying in the morning, go watch practice or a game, and you're back out on a midnight flight through Chicago back home by about 11 in the morning to make practice the next day. So there was a lot of that. So that family really valued the relationship, you know, the style of play, the opportunities to come in and play as a freshman. So there still is that. But then you still also have, you know, some where it's you spend 3 years recruiting, everything's great, you're loving it, you feel good, and then a school comes in and says, I can give you $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of times, guys, you know, there are some salaries that are given out, you know, that's salaries, whatever you want to call it, NIL mm-hmm. money, that's more than what a family makes. So yeah. I'm not mad at these kids. The NCAA is the one that made the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So the players are just abiding by the rules that are put in place. Now it's up to us coaches to try to figure out how we're going to navigate around it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing. You hear people that, you know, kind of, you know, oh, gosh, the game these days. It's like, well, you know, these are the rules, right? I mean, you can love them or hate them, but they're not, you know, they're not changing right now. They're probably changing 5 minutes, but they're not, you know, they're not going back to the old way.
No, they're not. And that's one thing, Drew, we talk about. You know, I've got a great fan base, and I've had some fans that, you know, like, hey, I don't like this. You know, I don't like the way it's going. And I'm like, I can't say I like it either. But, you know, I have won a couple super great people. And I just sat there and said, you know, when you started driving, what was the speed limit? And they said, well, it's 55. I go, well, do you still go 55 on the expressway? They're like, well, no. I said, why not? And she was really cute. She's like, well, I'll get run over. I go, well, that's how I feel in recruiting. If I'm not willing to adapt and change, we're going to get run over.
Yeah.
So you've just got to figure it out, and we are doing a great job of trying to make sure that we maximize every dollar that comes into the collective, trying to make sure we explain to these players that it's not just about a transaction. It's about the relationships. And then we've had a ton of success with players that have gone on and played professionally as well. So that is a lot of the goals and aspirations and dreams of these players. So we use a little bit of all of that.
Well, I mean, isn't the truth,
to make sure they know.
In a lot of instances, isn't it the truth that they could probably make more in college than in the WNBA right now?
For 95% of them, yes. I mean, yeah. Caitlin Clark just signed for $78,000.
Yeah.
As the number one draft pick. So she was making more, per se, from the collective at Iowa playing college basketball than her salary. But the 8-year, $28 million contract she's going to sign with Nike, I think, will take care of a little bit of the financial woes that she may have.
Yeah, does the fact that a State Farm or some of these others that can now have these players, how much has that really taken away or not the shoe company's, you know, monopoly on the influence?
No, I don't. It's, Drew, it's 1%. This NIL, it's a wonderful concept. I think it's great for the kids. I think it truly impacts 1% or 2%. With the State Farms, the Nikes, the shoe companies, you go to professional sports. I grew up in Northern Kentucky, the Bengals and the Reds. How many of those players are getting endorsement deals?
Yeah, not many. Yeah,
I mean, multi hundreds of thousands, $1 million endorsement deals. Not every player is, but see, in college now with the way they've done this, every player expects to get something from NIL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm hoping we get to a little bit. I'd love to do. I think it should get the pay for play. It's really what it should be. Have some incentives out there, and it doesn't have to be how many points you play. Dennis Rodman wasn't paid what he got paid because of how many points he scored a game.
Yeah.
You know, it's how many rebounds and can you defend. So there's multiple ways to be able to compensate kids, and it doesn't have to be just by points per game.
I'm curious, with all these things that are going on, you've got obviously strong opinions on things. What do you think like the NCAA or anybody could do in terms of a single rule? Because when I look at it, I tell you where I'm going to get it from. I think some of the worst things going on right now, the terrible advice being given out there. I think there should be an agent certification process. That's where I'd start. But where would you start?
Well, I agree with that. But I will tell you, I mean, it's not just agents, parents.
Sure.
I mean, parents are giving bad advice as well. But I agree with you. I wish we'd get to somehow get to a salary cap within each program, whatever, you know, each level, if you're a Power of Five, if that's how they want to do it. And then allow me, if I've got $700,000 to spend a year, if I want to give you all a $700,000, that's great. But at least then we're all playing on the same field. Because, I mean, obviously there's numbers that are being thrown around. I mean, there's one school, I'm being told it's about $1.2 million per year. Another school is close to $2 million. And it's tough to compete with somebody when we're supposed to be playing for the same championship when they've got five times what you have. And, I mean, I'm not – called sour grapes, whatever you want. I mean, it just is what it is.
Sure.
And we're figuring it out. But I would love a salary cap. I think that would be great, and then allow us to work within it.
Yeah. Can we get there, or is that just going to require way too much cooperation and on everybody's part?
Well, it would require a lot of common sense, and as I've always said, that's not very common anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long it will take. I'm hoping something in the next year or two, there's no doubt changes are going to be made. It's just a matter of how fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I just don't. There's got to be something where, you know, you have these, you know, players that come in and they never actually play for you, but probably scoop some money up or try to along the way, or don't want to give it back. I mean, that's the tough part too. When you're going out and you're asking for $250,000, those people giving it to you want to make sure they're not, you know, giving it to somebody who's going to pull a Trenton Flowers.
Well, no, I agree with that. I mean, and there are ways to structure contracts within the collective, which we've had talks about with our collective. You know, if a player, if you say, okay, you can earn $50,000, you know, I've had talks of saying, well, okay, well, they'll get 30 of it during the season, and then once the transfer portal closes, they'll get the last 20.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a little skin in the game as a player, too, of like, you know, is it really that bad that I'm going to give up my $25,000? And if it is, great. But if not, now you might work through a little adversity instead of saying, I got my cash, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We have a little, quote-unquote, buyout as well.
Yeah, I mean it's one thing.
Option,
at least in a WNBA, you pay somebody whatever they're paying them. You own their rights. That's the thing that I go back to. They just don't own anybody's rights with this. That it's here's a contract, but
Drew, as a college tennis player yourself, I'm waiting for the days that I can come into your locker and say, Drew, I've just traded you to Alaska Anchorage. They've got great indoor facilities.
Oh my God.
What I've done is we are getting a dozen Wilson Pro Staff rackets for you. I wanted nothing else.
A good Pro Staff too. Look at that. That's veteran now, the USTA tennis player.
A veteran. I'm not buying the cheap ones. That's exactly right.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's what I'm waiting for. And it's going to come at the break. You know, it's coming at the semester break. And now all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, it's been great. I know it's going to be a little more difficult for your family to get to you, but you'll love it up there.
Golly.
Yeah.
I don't think that's coming.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure there's somebody like to ship off to Alaska every now and then. I have no doubt.
Whoever, y'all say it's not coming, but whoever thought it would get to this?
Well, I mean, I agree with that. But it does seem – the other part of it, like you were talking about earlier, like these players, well, I'm getting, X amount from so-and-so. Well, there's no offer sheet. I mean, they can make up whatever numbers they want. And then, you know, even amongst their peers, they're probably like, oh, I'm making more than you. You know, prove it. Well, I don't have to prove it. I mean, I can see that happening real easy.
Oh, sure. No, there's no question. I will say I'm competing against some schools that you just throw out a number. Like, if I come into your house, Drew, you got a daughter, and I'm like, hey, I think she can earn $500,000, you know, and you roll in, and then when they come into school, I'm like, well, I meant pesos. I didn't mean you use the U.S. dollars. I'm sorry. Did I not make that clear?
Oh, my bad.
I mean, there are a lot of kids right now, both all sports, that are going into the portal because what they were promised is not being delivered across the country.
Yeah. Oh, yo,
and I don't think
certain,
that's going to change.
Well, I mean, it can. I mean, if you go into a salary cap model and it's the school's responsibility and you can enter into a contract with the school, I mean, that's the only way to, you know, not have the Jaden Rashada situation at Florida where he was promised $13 million and got, like, not even a percentage of that. I mean, it's, you know, that's how you avoid that ultimately.
Well, there, yes. I mean, and you're going to have to figure out a way to be able to sign contracts. But how many of these players are going to want to sign contracts when there's also a buyout at the end of it?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, it just
so
has
now,
to be the
all
standard.
Of a sudden, yeah, now I'm signing a contract. I'm going to earn so much, but if I leave, I owe a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's like, oh, do I really want to do that? So it's all getting interesting, but it's been great. I mean, I will say I've been fortunate that the players that we've recruited and we've signed, not only are they great players, they come from great families. And we make sure they're taken care of. We make sure it's a great experience. And then, you know, it takes care of itself.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I enjoy it. It's added a little more on to the coaching plate. You know, and now I'm also managing a budget, trying to figure out, you know, how bad do I really need a point guard? How bad do I need a four player?
Yeah.
And then that's where you have to start negotiating.
I'll get you out on this. Have you had a chance to talk and interact with Kelsey much? I know he's probably been on the road a lot, like yourself, and recruiting, but have you interacted with him much since he was hired?
We have texted back and forth. We've talked a few times. I'm trying to catch up with him this week. But, yeah, no, it's great. His entire staff, I mean, the energy, the excitement is great. I'm hoping all of our fans that, you know, all of our men's basketball that come out, I hope they'll get back on board because I think they're really going to enjoy the style of play and just his passion. I mean, I think that's the one thing that we've missed is just having someone on that sideline that, you know, when we win, boy, you're excited, and when we lose, you're pissed.
Yeah.
And we need to see that, and I think we're going to see it, and I think our fans are absolutely going to love it.
All right. Well, hey, congrats on the work. I'm sure there's always more work to do, but congrats on the success thus far. And I guess we'll probably see you backside next week, Derby, something like that. You can be around?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be around. You know, I'm hoping to continue my streak of losing at Oaks and Derby. So,
yeah, join the club. All right.
I think I've got great odds on that.
Yeah, I concur. I concur with that. So, all right, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There you go. Jeff Walls is here. Very frank about the openness of – you got to love it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, these coaches are all dealing with it. I mean
– yeah, just may as well talk about it.
I mean you watch the ratings for women's basketball, you know, and I wonder how – like, I know Danny Busboom Kelly deals with it. I just wonder, like, does Arthur Albiero deal with it in swimming? Does it happen in field hockey or soccer?
There's got to be programs that, like, let's say, you know, like somebody, you know, super, you know, wealthy played golf at Ole Miss. I mean,
true.
Just pick a school that says, hey, I want to be good.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to give you, I don't mean a golf team that you arm with $500,000, probably gets you a lot of players, you know?
Sure. Like, I wonder if Dave, you know, field hockey – you know, $400,000.
Right.
That
there's
you
always
a championship.
There's always somebody at some school that has an affinity. Like I remember when I was there was a transy. There was this woman that you know was an older woman, and she would come to a bunch of the matches and would take a liking to you know some of the players and on the women's team. You know, and just like you know just be supportive. Couldn't give now that you can give money. I can't imagine what she would be able to do for some of those players.
Sure, and
come off the court with a big win. Here you go. Peel off about $500. I mean, that'd give you a little extra motivation, you know.
Yeah,
but there's got to be people like that that you know, pick a program individually that they just have an affinity to.
Yeah. So you know, I think you're right, and you know, and I think baseball is a place where NIL is really impacting the sport, and I think women's basketball, and you know, because it feels like now basketball and football on the men's side have really. There's a lot of schools that have kind of. Mm-hmm. Funded their programs. Now, not everybody's different, and there's different levels of it, but I do think that there's a clear difference in baseball and women's basketball of those who are funding it a lot, and those are kind of just doing what they have to.
Yeah.
And you're just seeing who's winning. And so, you know, by the way, congratulations to Louisville baseball yesterday. They set a record for runs in an inning and batters in an inning.
I had Sean Moff on, and I kept coming back. I'm like, is this inning still going? How many was the final tally?
I think they got 11 runs in the first inning. It was amazing. And Western Kentucky was really hot going into that game. So that was a good win. And you know, that's the sort of momentum that you want to build, win a series
down
in Miami.
Those are just games you can't lose. You got to try to just not lose ground midweek. And then try to take two out of three. See what you can do.
I mean, if we can sweep Clemson, that'd be great, but I'll take two out of three.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Clemson's number four in the country. It's a big series for Louisville baseball this week.
All right, we'll continue along. We are here at Louisville Furniture at LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. That's the the webs to turn to. We got, you know, you look around. I'm looking at a sofa behind me. Normally 2,000, now sale price just over 1,000. I mean, I'm looking over here. I got recliners, same kind of thing. You're going to get the half off on so many items, and you're going to get great financing options. And it's great furniture. I know, because I've got it in my home, and it's great to have. You know, when Max put together my chest of drawers, and it lasted about how long you'd think an Amazon chest of drawers would last. Sure. And then it was time to get a grown-up chest of drawers, came here, and now it's great. All the drawers shut. It's wonderful. It's nice to have all the drawers shut.
So Furniture Dan put it together for you? How'd that work?
Well, yeah.
When they delivered it, it just worked?
I don't know. I didn't. They just worked.
Wow.
Yeah, it was there. Yeah.
So if it breaks, like if you break the furniture.
I'm not breaking this because it's not cheap.
Okay.
You know? I mean, opening the drawers broke the other one. Excessive opening of the drawers broke the other one. So, no. So, yeah, that's what we got going on.
Yeah. If it breaks at Diener's house, it's not getting fixed.
Ever. It's going out.
Except by phone.
Right, yeah, right. Except by phone.
The phone is still.
Mark Lieberman actually got his television repaired by Andy's TV shop. You know the one that's right there?
They still fix TVs?
Yes, that's what they do. And it's funny, they walked in and the guy was almost like, well, what do you want me to do with it? It's like, fix it? This is the life you've chosen. What do you think I want to make? Why else would I be here? What, do you serve food? You know, like what?
I thought they just sold TVs.
I
thought they sold them.
It says you've never seen Andy's TV in repair?
I've never been inside.
But you've driven past,
I've driven
right?
past it. I've never paid attention to the sign. I mean, I know where it is.
Like, it's a whole thing, that Andy's TV and repair.
Well, hey, I need to go in there. I don't have a TV that needs repairing. Because
I would never repair one.
I just take them to the recycling center when they break
right,
and get a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're
right. I've had the one outside, never covered in my back porch, like $250 TV.
That's
still
amazing.
Works great.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, it really is. Never once even, never even bought a cover for
you
it.
You inspired me.
It's about eight. It's got to be going on 8 or 9 years.
Because I was taking mine off each winter, and you inspired me to not do that.
Good.
And it's turning on. Still.
Yeah, and right. And if it lasted 3 years, I'd be like, good.
Right. Yeah, and that's where I am, because it's like, they're so inexpensive now, $200, $300. Yeah. And I'm not going to buy the best TV to put it outside, but it's nice to have a TV to sit out there and watch the Reds in the middle of the summer and by the fire. Pool opens up today.
Oh, blanket picker pool season officially underway. It's a big day.
So we'll have that rolling. We'll turn the heater on. Girls are off school Friday, so we'll heat that sucker up so they can start swimming. Get their swim season starts Friday. Let's go.
There you go. That's everybody can relate. We'll talk to you here 267-9680. We'll check the UPS Jobs text line here in just a little bit at 437-9680. As again, we are over here at Louisville Furniture. Hey, if you are someone out there who has had any roof damage, get over to Carlin Roofing online, carlinroofs.com, CARLON roofs.com. That's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. They have done an incredible job on so many people's homes, including my roof that he did the full roof replacement. They've done everything from that down to just a few shingles to business, commercial flat roofs. They will take care of you like they've been doing for 40 years around here at Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Online, carlinroofs.com. That's CARLON roofs.com. They'll go to bat for you with your insurance company. They will. Yep. You've experienced that.
I think we scheduled our roof June.
It's official. Okay.
Yeah, we want to have a
Carlin roof.
So what's happening
huge.
Is... Ashley's picking out colors and stuff like that. So what's happening is I'm going to be in town,
okay.
But Ashley and the girls are going to be out of town. We're going to do it so that there's no pool interruption
during
that window.
All right.
That's what we're
planning.
A lot of
planning going on at the Blanket Baker House.
Correct.
Yes, a lot of it.
So here in about a month and a half.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We are... So that's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. They did my roof, then a Blanket Baker's roof, and they take care of yours. 458-9898, and tell them here to talk about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this together.
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
I love the song.
You play it as many times as you want to.
I agree.
I just don't know the connection.
I don't know the message.
I don't know. Blank's talking about his pool. That's all I got.
Okay, all right.
Not a whole lot. That's good.
That's better. That's on us.
That is on us. No, I forgot about that because I am really excited, but it is going to be kind of chilly today.
Yeah.
You get the heater going, so it's ready when it does get warm this weekend, because this weekend I think it's going to be really, really pretty.
And it's also a good day for pizza. We got Matzo Pie Wednesday.
Matzo Pie Wednesday, and Phil Baker going to pick it up for us today.
Oh, is he? Okay.
On the way in. He'll be doing a tour of Churchill Downs and seeing the
finest meats and
cheeses. So it'll be there when I get back from the tour, and really excited always to get the Matzo Pie pizza, handmade stuff there in Anchorage, just really fresh ingredients. They care about it, and their bread making classes and their catering options, everything that they have over there at Matzo Pie's top level. The Anchorage location is great. You can get the cookie there. Douglas Loop location, the Clarksville location, and then also the Butchertown location. If you're ever going to the Racing Louisville or Louisville City FC game, stop in there at 1020 Craft Brews. Enjoy their beer and Matzo Pie pizza, and they'll keep it independent, Louisville.
Keep it independent.
Right.
We'll talk to you here if you want to get in. 267-9680. We're over here at Louisville Furniture, and where you can come on by and find out about their 12-month promotional financing available. Also got the half-price sale going on. So I'll try to get back to the text line. I've thoroughly ignored that today. It's maybe why everything's been much better, more positive, because we haven't talked to them. But
right.
we've done that. We'll be out, obviously, at Churchill all next week and getting ready for Kentucky Derby 150. That is going to be just... I just hope they get the good weather. I'm not even going to look at it until next week. I'm not going to look at the forecast on Monday.
Not tempted?
I don't care.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
I'm excited, man. I just love the energy of the Kentucky Derby. And I don't know. It's always somebody that you see that you hadn't seen in a while, and you get to catch up with them. And the handicapping, of course. It's going to be different for you and me. I know it's going to be a kind of an emotional week, especially for you, without Clint. But it's always amazing. It is always just an incredible time, and I'm going to try to make the most of it. It's going to be amazing.
Make the most of it. I mean, it's pretty much made.
No, I mean, we're going to milk every last ounce out of it. I mean, Monday's the only day that's decently normal.
Yeah.
Every other day is like, oh, we're going to go to the track. How long are we going to be there? Till it ends. when it's over. And hopefully we do have good weather.
By the way, text line just exploded with corrections and clarifications because it was 13 runs in the inning.
13. Okay.
All over.
I mean, that was a lot.
13 runs. 13 runs.
That was a lot.
13 runs, 18 batters in the first inning.
Okay. All I'll tell you about the weather forecast is that it's improved from when we looked yesterday.
I don't care about your damn weather forecast. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this to ourselves, Mark Blankenbaker. I'm not doing it.
Ooh, it looks good.
Don't jinx it.
Pause it. Stop right there.
Anybody got a no-hitter going that you'd like to?
No, pause it. Yeah. Just pause it right there. Stop the race.
Sexter says, tired of hearing coaches complain about the environment. Deal with it like the rest of society in an open market. What do you think Jeff Walls just did?
Yeah.
That was the guy that was absolutely said exactly that.
I think the coaches are understanding that this is the landscape they're in.
Yeah.
And you can complain about it, or you can get busy and get to work. But I do think that as a coach and somebody who cares about the game and sports in general, you would like to advocate for some changes and controls that can make it better and more sustainable over a long period of time. I think that's not unreasonable to say, well, these are some of the things we've come up with, that we know that this is the new world. But as we do enter this new world, there are some controls that probably need to be put in place. And they're not unreasonable controls.
No, like, I don't think so
like
either.
Like having certifications for agents or representation, standardized commissions for those guys, and so that these kids aren't getting ripped off. Things like that, I think, can...
Or at least suggested industry standards. I don't know that you can you know, limit. You can put a cap on.
But the NCAA say you might want to work with guys who take X number of percentage points.
Well, I mean, I think if a guy's not certified, he's, you know, he's not, you know, obviously you can't work with a player. And, and anybody that's certified, all that information is going to be readily available from a, you know, agents association to a players association.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to be like pro, you can't go halfway making it like pro sports. And that's what it is right now because you have too many guys that, you know, think they know, you know, what their friend's making when their friend's probably lying.
Might be lying. Yeah, might be lying.
You know, and so then that, bro, I make this amount, I make that amount, you know. And it's, I mean, I think this is what everybody was worried about when all this stuff started, you know, happening, that it could be, well, there's going to be friction in the locker room because player X is making more than player Y. I don't know that, you know, I don't know how much of that's really happening at this point, especially when you get people, when you call people out who are lying about it.
Yeah.
So I think there's, I don't know how much of that is real, but it's something they're all going to have to deal with.
And how to keep the schools from promising things? I think that the NFL has already done this. When the NFL when they sign a player to a guarantee, the NFL makes them put that money in escrow, right? And I wonder if
only if it's 100% guaranteed contract. Sean Watson may
be
the only one that's ever done that.
But I wonder if an escrow month-to-month situation is something that might be required, mm-hmm. so that the player can see it, he knows it's there, that, you know, that he's going to get paid each month as long as he or she, you know, fulfills their obligations, yeah. then they'll get paid. I don't know that that's unreasonable to have it out there 30 days ahead of time.
By the way, the NFLPA does put a cap of 3% on the agents. The Players Association puts the cap on.
Right.
So, if you can do that in the NFL, then yeah, I guess you could do that in college. Right. I don't know if you could cap, professional, but I guess if you're entering into agreements, if the NFLPA is going to certify you, you're entering into an agreement with them saying you're not going to charge more than X amount.
Right.
So that's what they need. And you also have to pass a test.
That you're actually a capable, responsible steward of this kid's future and career, and not trying to just
rack up
tuition.
The driver's test. You know, you got to actually do some things to be certified,
right? Yeah. And you know, because I think what happens is you're making 20-25%.
On some level, I don't have any sympathy for some of those guys that did absolutely no research to say, hey, I'll represent for 25%. Okay, sounds good to me. Did they not bother to call anybody they've grown up with and go, hey, what's a normal agent make? Did they bother to Google it?
No, probably not.
That's all it would have taken. I mean, Google it.
There are players that are on campuses all over the world, all over the country, that they're the most successful person in their family.
My sympathy meter is so small for somebody dumb enough. They have Google.
I don't know.
They have Google.
I understand what you're saying.
What's an agent make? I mean, Google that.
But there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of kids with big hearts and they're young and they make silly decisions. And
if they're so lazy that they won't Google what they should pay someone, if you're getting $100,000 and your agent says, I want 25, at no point do you go, well, maybe I should Google. Is that high or low?
Right, right.
So
that's
sympathy meter, really,
high.
The more I hear about this, really getting smaller by the minute because they've all flipping through Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Yeah. You could say it's like when I get on my son about it when he hasn't done something. I'm like, you could have taken 5% of the time you flip through TikTok today and invested that in researching XYZ, of whatever. And there's no counter to that. There's no like, well, I had to flip through tick. No, there's no counter. So, you know, cry to someone else if you paid 25%. I don't care.
Well, but it's one of those things that I do think the NCAA should, address.
They should try to save them
right
from
now.
Themselves.
That's what's happening. And, because they are, in the end, like Quintus, which is a whole, he's 16 years old. You know, his dad is kind of leading his thing and stuff like that. So his dad's
always
won
like over $1 million.
No, I don't think that's correct.
Okay, all right. I thought heard Luke talking about that yesterday.
I don't think that's correct. I think it's down to Louisville and Memphis.
And
I don't think Louisville's ready to pay $1.5 million.
But this is a guy who's got to go through a senior year of high school. That's
He's going to play.
Oh, he's going to play.
He's got to play 2 years of college because of his age.
Yeah,
because
he's not eligible.
So if you get him, you get him for 2 years.
College, like Boston
College. Yeah.
That's your word.
He's going to play 2 years at university.
Yeah, university.
So you'll see that happen. And I do think Memphis is going to get him because Arkansas and Kentucky have been eliminated, and it's down to Louisville and Memphis. If we get him, awesome. You know, he's that big guy, that four player that, you know, can really make an impact.
I just talking about something else.
You know.
I mean, let's keep it clean.
Four with a U.
All right. Keep it
not
clean,
with
Mark.
An E.
Okay. All right.
Golly.
Well,
there's your head in the gutter. No, he's the foreman that can go in there
Man, what's you got to do a lot in the recruiting trail these days. I'm not doing that. You can go somewhere else, dude.
Put the feather down, Drew.
Oh, man. Well, there's plenty to tell you about here. Coming up, we got Bats baseball this week, right? We got that
yes,
going on.
The pet day, the dog day is coming up. I know that mm-hmm. and dog day for Bats and Lou City. So both those guys. So.
Yeah, just looking here at Louisville Bats. The dog night is Thursday night, where they've got a lot going on. They got the Wolf and Wagon dog treat truck. Look about that. I got a dog treat truck. We got wind up Saturday for $4. Right, we got Star Wars night.
Yes,
coming up Saturday. They got the space sword giveaway. They got a costume contest. Post game fireworks as well. That's batsbaseball.com, batsbaseball.com, and find out plenty more about that as they are in town all week. It's Education Day today over there today, so there'll be 11:05 start. Let's go to Todd up next here from Louisville Furniture. Todd, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I'm looking forward to Derby Week next week. I'm actually going for the first time in many, many, many moons.
Wow. What inspired you?
You know, it's the 150th, Drew. You know, mm-hmm. I haven't been since, I think, Silver Charm won, you know.
Wow,
back in the
it's 97, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day when I went with all the college guys, so I wasn't going back till I had good seats. So so it'll be interesting to see what comes of this with this event. Hey, with this whole college contract stuff, I'm curious, and I think Walls brought up great points. You know, and I kind of say this tongue-in-cheek, like, how quickly will it get done? Because, like you said, like, the guy you all were just talking about, that possibly goes to Memphis, I mean, it's $1.52 million. Is that per year? Is that for 2 years?
I think it's a two-year deal is what they want. $750 a year.
Yeah, and so you get $2 million for 2 years, but you can always transfer out. So
correct.
I thought it was interesting about the collective, you know, having some of those structured where, like, you got to stay through the end of the portal. And, you know, I think I like the fact that it's doing that. I think it makes it way more competitive. But like we've said, years and years and years of no rules make it even more frustrating for the fans. So do you think this guy's going to go to Memphis?
I do. I think Memphis is the lean, but certain people say that that's not the case. So I've talked to a number of people, and I don't have a good read on it, but I do think it is Louisville and Memphis. And by the way, Charlie Baker, the president of NCAA, has proposed paying the players directly out of the group of four, the power four.
Yeah.
And having the separator and coming up with but when that gets done, when that's a reality, I don't know.
I like the fact, too, and I really didn't even think about it, but, you know, yeah, we've traded you, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't think you can do that. Yeah.
Not when the university and your school is involved.
Yeah.
But you could have Maryland come in and say, hey, we would like to purchase this contract, and then the school could have first right of refusal to match or whatever.
Talk about getting used, especially your guys that are going to the major leagues and being traded. I mean, any professional sports, you know, you're getting into the big boy league and big girl leagues when you're getting traded mid-season, so makes it even more dynamic. And then, of course, our redheaded stepchild that's going to TCU, you know, that would have made her decisions even more interesting. So I'm with you, Blank. I don't cheer for anybody with less vengeance than her. I mean, I cannot stand TCU.
Well, are we sure she's going to TCU? Wasn't there some speculation yesterday?
She said yesterday that she's actually not going to TCU. And I don't know what's going on there. I didn't even know that she had reportedly committed to TCU. I did see that she mm-hmm. reportedly said that she enjoyed her visit but has yet to commit. So, I'm done with her. Everybody else, I don't know why she bothers me more than any, because she was a made. She was a
but I do
here.
Think she's cost her. I mean, self marketability. I mean, she built up a name brand. She had built up, you know, goodwill, and it's almost like she's lost it in two places. I can't imagine they're real thrilled about her down there and on the Bayou.
Right.
Yeah, I think she would have had great spotlight on her. You know, staying at Louisville, I think she could have been a true leader. I think she would have developed those skills going into the NBA that she really needs, and now she went other locations that have diminished that. So I love the show. I'll be waiting for tips next week, gentlemen.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we'll try to get as many tips as you possibly can. Fierceness, I mean, it's so hard to – you watch Fierceness run, it's like, how – who's going to beat that? Like, you know?
I'm getting ahead of yourself.
I am.
I'm ready to break down fraction times. I don't know.
Oh, Sierra Leone looked pretty good.
All right. Well, we'll find out next week.
Who's Brad Cox have? That's what I want to see.
Again, you're asking me questions you know I don't know the answers to. So you can continue to ask these questions, and I'll continue to tell you I don't know.
You don't know a touch? Just a touch?
I actually have money on just a touch.
Okay.
I have a future bet on just a touch. That's the only one. I have one
just a little
bet.
Touch.
Mm-hmm. That's how he makes it weird. That's how he does it. It's the magic of Mark.
Catch some freedom. Catching freedom.
What are you doing right now?
I'm reading off horses' names for Brad Cox's bar.
Uh-huh.
Because this Louisville boy.
You know how many listeners that draws?
I don't know.
Not many.
Hey,
right now.
That's what we're going to do all week, next week.
Next week. Right. Yes. Yes. We're not getting into it now. So you can go read your – go do a roll call. It's like go read the Sagarin rankings over there. All right? You and Bob. You all have fun reading the Sagarin rankings.
We'll have a strong hold on next week's coverage.
We'll continue along here. Hey, if you need to get a home theater set up, RGB, red, green, blue. You want to have a derby party? You're like, yeah, it sounds all right. Come on, let's step it up over there at RGB. RGBHomeTheaters.com is the website. That's where they will change your viewing experience like they did for me and so many others. Red, green, blue. RGBHomeTheaters.com. Talk to Kyle over there. If you are someone who is pre-wiring a home, if you're redoing a part of your house or you're building something that's under construction and you want them to totally revamp, give you the options before you start filling it in, boy, they can open up all kinds of them over there at RGB. Red, green, blue, RGBHomeTheaters.com. All right, we're over here at Louisville Furniture. Hour number three. I've heard back from Jared, so I don't think we'll get him.
Oh.
Make it Katie next hour. But again, once again, happy birthday to Jeff Brom and his agent. Happy birthday to both.
Same day. Same
so
year?
So cute.
Same year?
So cute. Yeah.
Wow.
It's disgusting. I don't think it's the same. I think it's 2 years.